Hi, I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And welcome to the 600th show of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I launched on November 20th, 2010. I'm not sure if I'm the longest running podcast for job search, but if I'm not, I'm darn close. I've been doing this continuously, minimally once a week. Now it's 7 days a week, and it has been for more than a year now, with advice for job hunters that's good anywhere in the world, as long as you speak English, of course. And a little over 3 years ago, I started doing Job Search Radio, which, if you're not a subscriber to, has completely different content than what I'm doing here. So listen to the show. You'll recognize it because there are two titles with the same name, and mine has my lovely picture on the thumbnail. It's one picture of me versus there are two for the other instance of the show. So listen in, enjoy. I promised an announcement for what I'm going to be doing next year, which is I'm going to be taking a year, an entire year, doing advice for job hunters on how to answer tough interview questions. Some of them are going to be some of the classic hedge fund brain teaser questions. Some are going to be the traditional questions, some easier, some harder. But, you know, lots of questions exist that employers ask, and I thought I would take time helping you get prepared for interviewing and answering some of these questions. Now, today's show is about salary negotiation and getting them to increase the offer. Subscribe to this show in iTunes. Subscribe to Job Search Radio. I hope you become a member of JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And I'll simply say it's been a pleasure serving you for these 6+ years. Now let's get going. We're going to talk today about a strategy for getting a firm to up the offer. Now, I want to be clear. It doesn't always work. Nothing always works. If you want a guarantee in life, I can give you the one guarantee. You're going to die. That's the only guarantee that exists. But this is an opportunity for you to try upping the offer and to do it in a way where after you come on board, they don't take it out of your hide. You see, I've been in tough negotiations for people because they've insisted that they squeeze every drop of blood out of my client. And what invariably happens is in a tough negotiation, invariably when the person comes on board, it's taken out on them. There's a lot of different ways. I'm not going to go through with that, talking about that. But I'll just simply talk about how you can do a negotiation without getting them angry at you. So here's a scenario I was helping someone with yesterday. You know, at various points, he gave me a sense of what the client, what he would accept in the way of an offer. The client, and he's involved with a relocation to do this, and the client far exceeded any relocation money that the guy was asking for. And he was thrilled about that. But he made a mistake in his calculations when he was dealing with the salary offer. You see, he forgot to take into consideration the tax differences between the two states. So suddenly, what was an acceptable offer is a few thousand dollars short. So here's what I suggest that he do. Now, understand, the client extended the offer to him directly. You know, I'm the recruiter representative, but they're dealing with one another. So yes, I could step in, but I thought it'd be best if he handled this because they've been dealing with him directly. And I just think they want to have that relationship with him and he has to reciprocate. So what I suggest that he do is make arrangements to speak with my client and approach him in this manner. I want to explain some of the nuances to this. So I said to him, when you call up, I want you to slow your speech down. Because when people speak quickly, it's associated with people who hustle, scam artists, insincerity. And when we slow our speech down, and we seem like we're picking our individual words carefully, it sounds sincere. So it's important for you to sound sincere. And then I continued by saying, what you say to him is as follows. You know, when I spoke with Jeff about what I'd find acceptable. I told him this number, but I forgot to take into account the fact that there was a tax difference. You know, I haven't told him about this until today, and I just thought I would talk with you directly about it. The difference is, and he quoted a specific number. And, you know, please understand, I want to join very much. It's a great opportunity, and I'm ready to say yes today. Could you increase the offer by, and I suggest that he state the number that he'd be looking for in the way of an increase. Now, what this does very simply is it's a person-to-person relationship between the parties where they can hear the sincerity, where they can hear your agony over this. They can hear that you want to join and that they're prepared to commit today to joining if they increase the offer. That goes a long way in an employer's playbook, because one of the things they hate doing, and understand, this happens all the time. People say that they do one thing and then they do something else. So they don't want to do all the work to get approvals, to get an offer increase, and then have you turn it down. It's embarrassing to them. So by hearing your voice and sounding sincere, what you're able to do is be personally persuasive, give them the carrot of letting them know that you're ready to say yes if they hit that number. And then from your standpoint, once you get that number, you got the job, right? So sincerity, slowing your speech down, being clear about what you're looking for is a huge part of how to up the offer. Now, you can always hardball people and say, I made a mistake. You know, I know I said I was looking for this amount, but I really want this amount. You can do that and be prepared for firms to say, you know what? Don't let the door hit you in the butt. And I'll do other videos that'll talk about how to do a tough negotiation. But when all is said and done, I think if you're very close and there's a few thousand dollars difference, sincerity goes a long way toward bringing everything together. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help that many more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.